Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. He's a hometown kid who became a major league star. Part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show. Reggie is only on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Jeff, good Tuesday afternoon. No traveling this week, huh? Got the week off?
I do. I'm actually cleaning out the garage today, getting rid of a lot of crap.
Yeah, you have to do that when you're home.
Do you have old equipment? Like, do you have anything? Because we do a drive. I'm not even kidding about this. Like, are you talking about you're just cleaning out crap? Are you cleaning out stuff that
not good crap. Okay. Not crap you'd want.
Just not going to insult anybody with this junk.
This is just junk. You don't want this stuff.
All right. Before we get started, never asked you this. I'm not talking about at a charity event where you might have actually bought something at an auction. Have you ever bought anything that you had to hide from your wife, or you had to sneak in the house a little bit, or have you really done something that you go, well, she's not going to be happy with this one?
You know, there was one time we were at Glavin's charity, and there was a Dale Earnhardt signed jersey. And nothing again. I mean, I like NASCAR. I'm a Dale Earnhardt fan. But no one was really bidding, right? And so it kind of was like you had one or two people. And so I actually kind of like, $6,000, you know, and figured it would get it going. Well, who do you think won the thing?
Oh, no.
Nobody raised a hand.
Was Katie there, actually, to witness his life?
Yeah, she was there. And she was like, you don't, you know what.
Yeah.
And we end up right now, if you come down to my basement, man, there's Dale Earnhardt. So I'm putting that thing up.
Yeah, you might as well. Get your money's worth.
Up.
Jeff Francoeur with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. We have a lot to cover here. First of all, I texted you over the weekend. I was busy as we were leaving the game at the same time the other night yelling at my kids when you said hello. So if I was a little bit short with you, that was why. I was disciplining a 15-year-old.
Well, I could see between your two in the car and my four just hyped up on cotton candy and who knows what else. You know, your car ride was probably a lot like ours on the way home. Yeah,
it was different, that's for sure. Now, I wanted to address what Buck Belue said this morning. You guys were at the David Pollock charity golf event yesterday?
We were, and I have to say, I hit into Buck one time. There's no doubt about it. And as I told him, I didn't know my own strength, you know?
Well, take a listen to what Buck had to say about it this morning.
The third time that happened, I went and laid down by the ball, and I had my group come surround me. So when they turned the corner in their golf carts, the first thing they saw was me laying on the ground and the team surrounding me.
So we got you good on that one, huh? You thought you nailed them.
Well, I hit close to him on one hole, and then there was a dog leg left. And so my group kind of hit out there, and I don't hit the ball that high, but I teed up high, and I was like, what the heck, I'll take a chance. And I mean, I hit a beautiful draw. And we turned the corner up there, and the ball was right next to the green, and Buck was laying on the ground rolling over.
Buck, quite the prankster.
It was good, and that's what I actually, the first thing that came to my mind is like, crap, I'm going to have to host his show now for the next 2 weeks. Well, he
and,
gets better.
And lawyer up, because Buck is litigious.
Yeah, but that's a good point, too.
Very
Buck
litigious.
Very litigious.
Yes, sir.
So you got that going on, and speaking of hosting shows, your Pure Athlete podcast, you're going to have a lot of big names on coming up on May the 20th, including Atlanta Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins, correct?
We're doing it at North Point Church on the Monday, the May 20th, and Kirk's going to come out and possibly one or two other guests, but it's going to be a great time. And honestly, guys, I know we've talked about this on the show before. It's been really cool just over now the last 18 months to get, you know, emails or text messages or people say, hey, I saw this episode and it really helped. And at the end of the day, you know, that's what we're trying to do is just give parents an outlet to go, you know, we talk about all the time, both your kids between basketball, soccer, travel. I mean, it can get out of hand. And I think, you know, finding a healthy way to navigate that. And I think Kirk will be obviously, you know, we had Matt Olson and we were able to do it. Now to be able to have him, it will be awesome.
Can I ask, how did the relation, like, how do you get Kirk Cousins? Was there a relationship, or was this one where once it was explained to him what it is you guys do, he wanted to do it?
Well, I met Kirk about 5-6 years ago at a wedding, and we had kind of mutual friends. So we exchanged numbers and kind of had talked about playing golf or so. But, you know, we had kids, got busy. He's doing all this thing. And when he signed here, he actually sent me a message because I kind of showed him around up here where I live in this area and stuff one day. So we kind of developed a relationship. And he had obviously heard about our podcast, you know, with Matt Ryan coming on and some of these other guys. So, you know, I just kind of asked him, and it was a good time of year for him before everything gets going. And, you know, again, like you said, the way he handles himself, the way he plays himself, I mean, I don't think you can get much better guy to come on and talk about that for kids.
So this is a little bit like a town hall. People are going to have an opportunity to watch you guys do this live, correct?
We are. Yeah, they are. And that was a great thing. We had Matt Olson. I mean, and then towards the end, we opened up for some kind of question and answers. I think it's just a good way to, you know, Kirk's got an interesting story. You know, he had a few injuries too along the way and doubters. And so I think he's the perfect guy to be able to kind of touch on this.
So Pure Athlete is the podcast with Jeff Francoeur. Kirk Cousins will be a part of it. North Point Community Church, you can be a part of it as well in Alpharetta, May the 20th. That's a Monday from 6:30 to 8:15. You can get more information and get tickets, more importantly, at pureathlete.com. Did you stay up late last night watching the Braves?
You know what's funny is I fell asleep in about the seventh inning. But, I mean, I obviously there was nothing. I mean, you talk about a pitcher's duel. You know, I had to go back to the first five innings took an hour. And, but, I mean, it was, you know, it was a heck of a ball game, man. I mean, that's, you know, when you play the Mariners, you remember when we were up there 2 years ago, man, we had a crazy series with them up there where home runs were going back and forth. And, look, they might have, from top to bottom, the best pitching staff in the American League as far as consistency, amount of arms. So, let me tell you, man, you knew it was going to be tough. And when you fly 5.5 hours across the country, man, I know a lot of people don't understand it, but your body that first day, I mean, those guys yesterday, I'm telling you, what they're feeling and what they're thinking, it's a tough grind that first day in.
They're winning now, too, because their pitching has been so good. But there's a lot of no names up there. They've got sort of a Ronald problem with their 23-year-old who has one home run. And again, they're still winning baseball games because they're throwing so well. Jeff, if I told you their staff was a 5-1, basically a 5-1 strikeout-to-walk staff for a month, that'll tell you you're going to be in a bunch of ball games.
It does. And look, they, even when they went to the playoffs 2 years ago, I happened to do their thing. It wasn't like they were built on offense, no. Right? Like, they're built on pitching and opportune for the long ball. They have that ability. And I do agree, though, you know, it's interesting, you know, Julio Rodriguez, you know, at least in Ronald's case, you know, he's had many more years to kind of back it up, obviously, and won the MVP last year. But Rodriguez coming down a little bit of a down year last year. So it will be interesting to see as the year goes on kind of how that unfolds for him.
What are you seeing from Ronald Acuna as in what adjustments does he need to make?
You know, what's funny, man, is you can break down a lot of different ways, right? You can look at it. You can dissect it 100 different ways. But for me, it pretty much comes down to what I'm seeing is he just laid on the fastball. And, that you know, you're going to go through times like that, you know, throughout a year. But usually it just doesn't last this long with Ronald as far as being late on that pitch. So, I just think he's got to be able to get on that, get on time. And when he does, the rest of that kind of stuff takes off, you know. And Olson and Riley, if you remember last year, they kind of did the same thing and got going. So I'm never worried about those guys, honestly, and even Ronald, because, look, they show me every year that they're going to put up great numbers. And it's just a slower start. I think, if anything, I look at it the other way. I'm just super excited in the fact that look at our record. And we, our 1-3-4 really haven't got going. So, doing what we know they're capable of.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Do it. Yeah. When it comes to, again, record, everything is fine. Anybody that thinks that A.J. Minter was the problem last night, he wasn't. There was a strikeout, and I don't know if you made it to it, where Olsen and Riley struck out in back-to-back moments after they scored the run in the seventh. And I'm like, okay, there's your key to this game if they lose the game. I know a pitcher can actually lay one up, and he did. And that was a no-doubter. He knew it as soon as it left his hands, I think. But I don't blame A.J. Minter. You know, I'm looking, Nick and I both agree, we're looking at the offense, and those two strikeouts in the seventh inning, to me, were the turning point of the baseball game.
Well, look, you know, we talked, you know, me and Glab, whenever we did game, we talked all the time about tack on runs. And that's something I thought in years past, you know, the Braves have done so well, man, is they get that, you know, 4-2 lead in the sixth, seventh. And instead of giving that team time to come back, they just continue to tack on runs. And when you do that, man, it's demoralizing. But as you said, with not being able to do that and the ability to hit the long ball for you know, the Mariners, that's kind of all it took. What, I think it was, what, seven pitches there in the ninth inning is all it took.
Yeah, it was 3-0. He worked it to 3-2, but, boy, he hung one. He started walking off the mound as soon as it left his fingers.
Yeah, A.J. knew it. A.J. knew it. And you know what, dude? That's the life of a pitcher like that. I mean, you're gonna give up. I remember Billy Wagner having this talk sometime. He said, if you don't have thick skin in that position and you can't not forget about it and turn the page, he said, you will never be able to pitch in those big situations. And I think that's the great thing. I would expect in that same situation tonight, maybe not the ninth, but like the eighth, you'll see A.J. Minter. I think Snit will throw him back in there, and I love how he does that because he continues to show these guys that he believes in. A.J.'s done it for a long time. You know that's going to happen, and unfortunately, it happened with a one-run lead.
It was the polar opposite last night in Phoenix between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. We talked about the Braves striking out 14 times. The Dodgers had 44 plate appearances without a strikeout last night. That's darn near impossible in today's game.
18 years for them.
It's incredible because I'll be honest, the Diamondbacks were kind of one of my surprise picks. I just thought they were going to build off a lot of what they did last year and continue to go, and they just kind of struggled this year, man. And so, you know, I think we all thought, right, that NL West was going to be such a juggernaut of a division. And I'm telling you what, man, it's I mean, you know, the Dodgers are kind of showing their class and the Padres are hanging tough. But those, let me tell you, those other teams, you know, are not showing, I think, like we thought they were.
Hey, real quick, when you were a young player, like going out to Seattle, would you go watch them throw fish? Like, is that something you do? Do you do that only once?
The touristy things?
I did there because, you know, you just never went there a lot, right? So, like, I'm like, I got to kind of see this, right? Like, it's pretty cool. So I think a lot of those guys will do that when they're there. And, you know, those type situations. But, you know, I will say this. You hear a lot of the older guys, right, say one back thing that they wish about their careers, they would have spent more time getting out of the hotel and doing things. And I think guys do as they get older. I mean, you remember when you're 23, 24, man, you can sleep till 12:30, no problem. I mean, shit, BMAC used to sleep till 2:30 in the afternoon and then just get up and come to the park, you know? So
that's a roll and go. Yeah. Good for him. And
the problem is now, whether you want to wake up or not, you're up at 6:30.
Oh, yeah, you got no choice, right? You can have a great night, go to the Braves game, have a few pops. It doesn't matter. Your kids are waking you up the moment that sun rises.
Hey, did you ever use your, like, I know on golf courses you guys did. That's a tried and true thing in baseball. Smoltz would have the number for everybody. Take golf out of it. Like, did you ever ask to go to the Hollywood sign and say, no, I want to be right at the Hollywood sign? Or any of that go on in baseball where you guys get to use the name or somebody in the town to get you to stuff like that?
The coolest thing that we used to do, and I think it's still done a lot for a lot of guys, is when they go to San Diego, is going out to the Navy SEAL base at Coronado. Mm-hmm. You know, they've always been great with welcoming, you know, big league players out there and the opportunity to see it. And let me tell you, man, I still remember when I'm out there, you know me, I'm not a huge gun guy never, but the guy was asking me, you know, he's got all the lingo, right? And he's like, so you know how to shoot this, right? And I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, who doesn't? You know, I'm not going to tell the guy I don't know. And I didn't realize the amount of whip that is on that gun when you shoot it, the kickback.
Oh, yeah.
And, dude, the scope kicked back and hit me in the head above my eye. Oh. And, dude, I had this huge welt, And that night during the game, I legitimately had to wear like a size 8 helmet because my helmet would not go over my head.
So you're an inch and a half away from literally ending your career.
Probably. I mean, pretty close. But it's my fault, right? Like, that's stupidity. The guy would have shown me what to do, but I'm like, yeah, I know how to do this. You know?
And I'm a professional athlete. I can do anything.
Exactly. I know how to shoot a gun. Who doesn't?
I'm from Georgia.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, like, how I felt. It doesn't help, though, when you got, you know, Chipper there and all these other rednecks that know all the lingo and know everything. So I'm like, well, I'll never get invited back if I don't act like I know what I'm doing.
All right, so I'm assuming, have you been invited to hunt by these guys?
I have, and I'm not a great – be honest, man. I have no problem saying no to hunting now because, like, 4 hours, dude, I'm going out on the golf.
Would you ever get in a Blue Angels jet in that back seat?
I would. I think that would be cool. You know, I talked to Matt Ryan a lot about that because he did it out in Vegas. And he said, man, it was unbelievable. And, you know, when you hear Matt tell the story, it's phenomenal. And he's like, you know, the guy said, I'm not going to do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable. And so he said as they got going, Matt was like, you can go a little faster. And he said about 10 seconds later, the guy looked over and Matt was about to pass out. Yeah. So it's like, the guy slowed it down. But that would be cool. I would love to. I think that would be really cool.
Would you do a helicopter?
I've been in a helicopter.
Oh, you have?
Absolutely. I have. Yeah. But, you know, when you get Smoltzy, man, and you got to get to these golf courses when you're playing 36.
Whoa. That's a thing? Like when I got to get to a golf course, the helicopter is available to us?
Well, it was to him. You know, I mean, I'm obviously not going to splurge on a helicopter somewhere.
As you said, Chris, you got to take advantage of the perks sometimes.
Yeah, motorcycles, yes or no? Motorcycle.
No, I don't trust myself. Okay. If there's a lot of ways that I'm gonna go on a motorcycle, is not one of them.
So how much fun was had at your expense when you had the welt above your eye?
Oh my God, dude, those guys wore me out, and I mean that's the thing. Like I truly for like 4 games, because it would not go down quick. I had this massive helmet on, and so now I'm up there at the plate, right? And like if I shook my head, like my helmet moved so much. It wasn't a good deal. Put it that way.
So that's called a hematoma. You really don't want any of those in your life. Hey, what about the first time you went into the Fenway Wall?
That was cool because of my story with my dad growing up outside there and my grandparents being huge Red Sox fans. I mean, that was awesome for me because I still tell everybody all the time, like my two favorite parks by far are Fenway and Wrigley. It's just when you get there, you play in it, it's like, it's just the best, man. There's no places like it.
All right, last one. Did you get anything from your last game? Like, did you save anything from that game in particular?
Oh, yeah. I have the lineup card because if you remember, Don Mattingly would let a player manage, right, the last game of the season. You remember that? If the team was out of it, he would let – so Martin Prado, who's, you know, one of my close boys who I play with, he was our manager. And so he put me in right field. I played in right field the last game in 16, and he had messed up on a double switch. And so I had to end up going to play third base. So my last inning ever in the big leagues is at third base. How about that?
That's a great story to tell.
Right? And I always wanted to dive. So there was a ground ball actually hit more at shortstop, and you can bet your butt I laid out at third base, man.
That's it. You got nothing to lose.
I look like an idiot.
Well, you got to get it dirty, as they say. It's your last game. Get the uni dirty.
So as I always say, so I have that lineup card, and on it, it's got third base, Frank Gore. And I always just give – that's why I always tell Martin, you'd be a horrible manager. If you can't get that right, you can't – what are you going to do?
Jeff Frank Gore, the Pure Athlete Podcast. May the 20th, Kirk Cousins going to be a part of it. Northpoint Community Church in Alpharetta from 6:30 to 8:15. You can get your tickets and be a part of it at pureathlete.com. Jeff, enjoy cleaning out the garage. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Frank Gore on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker Line.
This is a 680 The Fan Podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.